as everyone will know, today marks the 100th anniversary of the declaration of the war which was to end all wars. That declaration started a chain of events which changed the lives of millions of people then and in succeeding generations. As the war to end all wars, it was a disastrous failure. Only 27 years later, the Second World War started, and there are currently 11 major conflicts around the world today. Harry Patch, who died in 2009, was the last British surviving veteran of the First World War, revisited Ypres, where he had been wounded by German shellfire. There Harry met Karl Kuntz, a German veteran, a man who might even have fired the shell that wounded him. Harry commented, "To me, war is a license to go out and murder. Why should the British government call me up, take me out to a battlefield, to shoot a man I never knew, whose language I couldn't speak? All those lives lost for a war finished over a table. Now what is the sense in that?" He makes an important point. For the Christian, such anniversaries are very difficult. On the one hand, we are taught to stand firm against evil, which is close to fight against evil. And on the other hand, Jesus teaches us to love our enemy, to do good to those who hate us, and blessed are the peacemakers. It's a message which suggests that war does not end wars. So today, pause for a minute, and in all the conflict in the world, ask whether or not you can bring peace to a situation which is close to you. For if you can, you will be called blessed, and the world will be a little more peaceful.